Pat Reynolds and friends at Benedictine. The party is about to start. I think.
Every sorrow and caring that is gone by was made bright by the light and the smile in your eyes. Like a candle that sails on a window at night, your fond love has cheered me and guided me right. Sure, I love the dear silver that shines on your hair, and the blue that's all furrowed and wrinkled with care. I kiss the dear fingers, the kind one for me. Oh, bear with you and keep your mother more free. Thank you.
All kinds of everything reminds me of you.
Oh, 'tis
a beautiful thing to be left up on the table you cook.
The oatmeal I can take, but the lard and the blood, I
the
don't.
Black, oh yes.
What kind of blood? Beef or?
The blood of a pig, more especially. The blood of the pig. Our great God, our mercy tonight.
The white one is good.
No, it's a difference in color. And the slap his tail and the horn out of it.
Do not burn it, let him come in. The grand black and white coat is the Lord Fatima Fat Mahan. Grand black and white coat.
Black and white ones, that is, you know, that. But the black coat.
I saw something, did they eat it for breakfast?
But the black coat, you couldn't hear.
Because I saw something in a hot pot. I eat porridge.
The black pudding breakfast. Can be inside. And now, hope we want to go. You know the goats that have been a pig, or I hear them? They ran clean and turned inside out, and they're filled with this stuff. The very same with the sausage.
Yeah, okay, right.
Tasting for nice.
Yeah,
that good rice. The rice, how rice is black, you couldn't bear it.
All right, do you fry it, or what do you do?
Fry it, because...
It's boiled
before you meet
it. The bird of it matters one time. Better to come for a drop of the black wooden binder. That was the lad that went to the jam factory. He got a job there with the ham and the gooseberry.
Well, let me... Now, wait a minute, what's it
going to
say? Do you cook it like a sausage?
No, when you get the pudding in a ring, that round, you know.
Yeah.
You cut it in slices. Cut it in half in inch pieces.
Yeah.
On the round.
Okay.
That is your pan and fry it. And you can, when you sure you got the good, you need your fingers that that you wouldn't use the fork.
Well, I think I saw some in some hotel one morning. I saw some round things like cakes. And it was black as could be.
A black pudding.
Okay.
With the taste of death.
Well,
something grand.
but I don't eat strange things that I don't know about.
Well, I cannot just have to blame you.
Yeah,
I'd be very drawn myself about touching a thing that I didn't see before.
Yeah,
but the way to say this, you couldn't say you didn't like it because then you didn't taste it, you didn't know which.
From South Carolina.
No, that's the one down.
No, they use a lot of pork.
It sounds impressive.
But I came from New York State in the country when I was young. And my grandfather had lots of pigs, and he made a lot of funny things out of them. But I don't remember black pudding. I don't think they did that. My grandmother made
soap. I was in
the pudding black.
In the blood.
Room 9, and we're going to go down to the public house and just see what happens. We don't know, but we'll see.
I'm an Irish chairman, old Ireland is my home. There's no sparse in all the world from here I'd wish to roam. I like to treat the stranger as I drive them near and far. So come and have a drive with me in my Irish Johnson car. For driving along in my Johnson car from Roscommon to Kildare, from Dublin down to Castlebar and back to their County Clare, from Cork to Wicklow and Athlone, and home by Mullingar. You can view the lakes of Killarney from my Irish Johnson care. Some people for a change of scene go far across the main to view the sights and scenery of Italy, France and Spain. But if nature only could command, sure that wouldn't go so far. But they'd come and have a drive with me in my Irish Johnson car, for driving along in my Johnson car, from Roscommon to Kildare, from Dublin down to Castlebar and back to their County Clare, from Cork to Wicklow and Athlone, and home by Mullingar. You can view the lakes of Killarney from my Irish Johnson care. Oh, Ireland, now for scenery, commands the poet's pen. Old Ireland in the battlefield can place the best of men. And in the field of humanity, sure, old Ireland's the guiding star. So come and have a drive with me in my Irish Johnson car. For driving along in my Johnson car from Roscommon to Kildare, from Dublin down to Castlebar and back to the County Clare, from Cork to Wicklow and Athlone and home by Mullingar. You can view the lakes of Killarney from my Irish Johnson Kerr.
You did not check in.
I'm sending you on your phone.
Is Brian in the way?
Oh, me traveling
far, far from your own native home. Far away on the mountains, far away on the foam. But of all the fine places that I've ever seen, sure there's none to compare with the cliffs of Dunedin. What a nice place to be on a fine summer day, to see all the wild flowers that never decay. For the hare and the pheasants are quite plain to be seen, making home for the young round the cliffs of Dunedin. Take a view across the Shannon and find sights you'll see there. You'll see the high rocky mountains on the west coast of Clare, from the towns of Kilrush and Kilkee can be seen, from the high rocky slopes, from the cliffs of Dunedin. Fare thee well, O Dunedin, fare thee well for a while, and to the fine people I'm leaving behind, to the streams and the meadows where a bliss I have been, and the high rocky slopes from the cliffs of Dunedin. There's one fair county in Ireland, with memories so glorious and grand, where nature has lavished its bounty in the archer of Erin's green land. I love his cathedral city, once founded by Patrick so true, and it bears the hand of your bosom, the ashes of Brian Boru. It's my own Irish home, far across the foam. Although I've often lived in foreign lands to roam, no matter where wonder, through cities near and far, sure me heart is at home in Old Ireland, in the county of Armagh. I've travelled a part of the county, from Newtown, Fort Hill, across McGlynn, around by the gap of Mount Morris, and home by Blackwater again. What's that for then? When the eyes are strong and so happy, none fairer in the Gomorrah, but when the young can court them, like the vines from the county Armagh, it's my own Irish home. Far across the foam, although I've often left in foreign lands to roam, no matter where I wander, through cities near and far, sure me heart is at home in Old Ireland, in the county of
Man.
and whom we can send to the younger boys of tears who act to be chemists. But that John will draw more trust from the higher one.
For the home of my for the winds in the days when in Patria began to fly. Should I dream the dark joy should decay? When my heart was as light as the wild winds that blow down the mandarin trees, where we sported and played, on the banks of my where we sported and played, in the on the banks of my own, and when in the springtime of that fading sun, can I ever forget that sweet hour with the friends of my youth as we ran along near the green mossy banks and wild flowers? And when in the evening shall changing torrents shed the golden light o'er the sea, then it will have the winding friends on the banks of my own lonely. Then it will have the winding friends on the banks of my own lonely. Oh, what joy to be mine, and this life to decline, to seek shelter on thy Savior's shore, when the steel feathered eagle he battled the brine, with a longing for freedom once more. Oh, alas, on earth I wish for our friend, is that my last crimson drop before thee? To my son the grass on my poor mother's grave, on the banks of my own lonely grave. To my son the grass on my poor mother's grave, on the banks of my own.
You've
heard it all. I think so. And I have books for them. The twilight falls on the place where we long, in the days of our childhood to be. But the bright river that flows through our eyes, it's the blue roaring Shannon for me. At the call still our home by the close of day, where the lands and the stayed me, I remember it still in the land far away, at the shores of ring mine and a sweet. Our home it looks out on the western breeze, and the orchard in bloom by its side, faded in glory.
the old cattle country, and the sunbeam on the Shannon flow tide, and the cross near our home by the close of the day, where the lands and the seas still meet, I remember it still in the land far away. That the shores are in mine and are sweet, where the winners have sung and the children have played, and the rose clinging close are the brown, where the ships and the steamers go voyage on, with the wind for the merchants in town. But the cross near our home by the close of the day, where the land and the sea still be, I remember it still in the land far away. Let it shone on my
here, then do an a cappella, Tom. We gotta do Spandau Hill. Yeah, do it a cappella. We gotta hear Spandau Hill.
My mind was bent on rambling and the wild and dying flight. I stepped on board a linen land I followed with you. In a land I came to anchor past the walls of Spandau Hill. It's been on the 23rd of June. The day before the fair, when islands and golden with crowns and bear, beyond the old the of the fold, their duty to fulfill, the parish church of Bloody, a mile from Spandau Hill. I went to see my neighbor, he was very much day. The old ones were on head and gun, and the young ones turned and gray. I met with the tail and quickly, he did bow to death of sin. Should you still make me quicken, my youth is Spandau. I paid a flying visit to my heart and all it out. It was fairer than the lily and a gentle as a dove. She threw her arms around me, saying, "Yai, yai, as he held the farmer's daughter and the bride of Spandau Hill. I dreamt I held that evening as in the days of yore. She said, "Young, you're only golden as many a time before. The cock he grew in the morning,
Tell me this. What's the story about a new railway going through Clare?
Oh, it's not in here.
No, it was in. Is it true they're going to do it?
You may talk of Columbus sailing across the Atlantic Sea. Or we have never
come there.
We have. Oh, yeah. We'll do it right.
Very good.
So Spantel Hill is in Clare?
It's 3.5 miles over the road.
Oh.
You can go over and pray at the Trinity Church to get there. It's only a mile from Spantel Hill.
Tell me this. What's the story about a new railway going through Clare?
Oh. It's
not in
here.
No, it was in. Is it true they're going to do it?
You may talk of Columbus sailing across the Atlantic Sea. But we have never come there.
We have.
Oh, yeah. We'll do it right. Okay. We'll do it right.
Is it the new song?
Oh, no.
No.
How would I know a new song?
You're off and about a bit there, Tom.
But what is the deal? Somebody is redoing the railway or something?
Oh, no.
Who said no? The old railway tracks have been gone for, you know, since the 60s. But they're always dreaming about having them back. A handful of people back in the West, in a very remote place, decided we should put the tracks together. They said it in the pub one, I don't think.
But they made 3 miles of track.
They have put down 3 miles of track, and guess what? We had the last order in them.
Yes, I know that. If it works.
They came and they hijacked it one Saturday afternoon and took it back and put it on the tracks back there.
And it works?
Not yet. I told you it was complete in a pub.
Where is the train supposed to go? Tom, where is the train going to go? From where to where?
Well, does it have to?
Oh, no. Silly me. What a joke.
As I say, they're dreaming about putting it back. But they've put 3 miles back down already. So, if you go over there, they'll probably put you on there and run you down 3 miles down the track. But who knows? Maybe someday they'll just put it back again.
Just a few miles of track.
Well, for the moment, anyway, just a few miles of track because there's only a good distance there in the.
It was.
And they're putting their station back.
But what does Brendan say? He must be excited.
Who's that?
Brendan Regan.
Oh, I think he would approve.
He would approve.
I would approve. But anyway, Percy French came down there, I suppose, in the turn of the century, around then. And I think because the peculiar railway in that it didn't match up with the other tracks, because it was an hour gauge.
Oh, different gauge.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, Percy went down, and he found it so funny, the running of this railway. They had hens and chickens, and they were throwing out the newspaper to Mr. So-and-so on the way, and all kinds of things about. And
that's
said,
great.
How's the hay, Johnny? And, you know, that kind of thing along, and everybody knew everybody. But anyway, he wrote a little bit of a skit.
Oh, really?
And this is the song?
I'll tell you about the consequence of that. Your man, talk of Columbus and sailing across the Atlantic Sea. But he never tried to go railing from an gigantic indeed. You're up with a train in the morning, the excursion train starting at 8, and you're there when the guard gives the warning, and there for an hour you will wait. And as you're waiting in the guard, you hear the guard make his remark.
You're right.
You think that we'll get home before the night. Now it all depends on whether the old engine holds together and it might.
No, it's mine.
You'll find out where the train has been hiding. And I drank you to sweet coffee. There's a guard, pack her down on the side, and there's a goods from Kilrush coming in. Perhaps it comes in 2 hours, but it might break down on the way. Just as the guard in the power will be here for the rest of the day. And as you sit and curse your luck, the train back down into a drop. And you're right there, Michael, and you're right. Have you got a heart to there for Mrs. White? Oh, you haven't. Oh, my God, I say it's coming down tomorrow. And it might snow, Michael, so it is mine. At the hint, the sea shines like a jewel. With joy, you are ready to shout. But the stoker cries out, there's no fuel, and the fires are too totally out. Put hand up that bit of a log there, I soon have it out. Of a fix, there's a fine flap of turf in the log there, and the rest of you gathering sticks. And while you're breaking bits of tree, you hear some wise remark like these. Are you right there? You think that we'll get the fire light tonight? Oh, and now you will require for the turf, it might be drier. Well, it might not, my lord, so it might. Tim Key, oh, you never get needed. You're in luck when the train brings you back. On a permanent way, it's so queer, it spends most of its time off the track.
Okay.
And as you're wobbling through the dark, you hear the guard make it remark. And the judge asked him account for these ladies. He said, Your Honor, I tell on the West Clare Railway. Hey, it's just me.
What book is this?
From the church.
Did you get this in Dublin?
I got that, I think, in Dublin.
Every time you punch the wrong.
The toilet.
Every time you punch the wrong.
The toilet. Every road through life is a long, long road. Filled with joys and sorrows too. As you journey on, how your heart will yearn for the things more still to you. Wait well and love tis so, but onward we must go. Keep right on to the end of the road. Keep right on to the end. Though the way be long, let your heart be strong. Keep right on the bend. And if you're tired and weary, still journey on till you come to where all your love you'll be dreaming of. Will be there at the end of the road. With a beast out heart to a long steep hill, you may get there with a smile. With a good kind talk and an ending view, you can cut your many a mile. So let's go every day. Be your guide always. Keep right on to the end of the road. Keep right on to the end. Though the way be long, let your heart be strong. Keep right around the bend. And if you're tired and weary, still journey on till you come to your happy home. You'll be dreaming of happy end of the road.
Come
on, Carol. Jen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Eliza.